Too much to talk about today. Too many cool things. David against Goliath. You know, in the earlier scene, they try and dress David in Saul's armor in order to go out against Goliath. But there's a problem with it. David is too weak. He is only a youth. Saul's armor is made for a man. And so he goes out in his weakness and in his ability, in the power of God. When David confronts Goliath, and it says they move to close quarters, David runs into the face of battle. He runs to the line, and there readies his sling, and Goliath lies prostrate before the armies of God. Odd question, my brothers and sisters, what is the Sabbath supposed to represent? Is the Sabbath supposed to be another law? Another command of God? Or is it intended to reveal what God's plan is for his people, what he hopes for them, that to have an eternal Sabbath of peace and of rest, right? That's what the Sabbath is intended to reveal. A day without work, a day consecrated and blessed by the Lord, a day of rest. This man with the withered hand, he can't work anyway. It's like an eternal Sabbath for him, right? With his withered hand. It reveals to us that no matter if you enter into the Sabbath, you go on retreat and sit in the silence, unless you are healed, unless you are at peace, you cannot enter into the Sabbath. The Sabbath was supposed to reveal the fullness of God's blessing upon his people. That is why Jesus heals on the Sabbath. He's trying to allow this man to be able to enter in, to experience healing and redemption. What is the Christian life supposed to be, my brothers and sisters? Drudgery, Father, drudgery, turmoil, difficulty. Okay, well, maybe a little taste of paradise. Is not the Christian life supposed to reveal a little, our longing for the fulfillment of God's plan in eternity, when that which we possess in grace of relationship and life and salvation is now extended to all of creation? Can we enter into that? It's like going on a silent retreat and just sitting there and thousands of thoughts and angers and resentments and brokenness of the past welling up within us. Enjoy that silent retreat. You can't. My brothers and sisters, to enter into our Christian life, to enter in and begin to experience even a little of the fullness of life that God intends for his people, both here and into eternity, we must enter in. We need Jesus as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world and of ourselves. To fully enter into it, to not negotiate with sin, not to blow it off, not to just get comfortable with it, you know, it's like, it's always been there. To have a forgiveness in our life and to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, I said it. It is a quote from John the Baptist from Sunday. He has come to baptize in the Holy Spirit and fire. My brothers and sisters, so underrated is the work of the Holy Spirit in the conversion of the church. So underrated, the work of the Holy Spirit to bring about healing and peace and restoration, to penetrate deep within us, to reveal truth, to discover lies, to bring them to the light. I love in the gospel today, when people are talking in the darkness to each other, let's see what he does. And they say, and he's like, you with the withered hand, come up here and stand here in front of everyone. Let's bring it to the light. You guys want to talk into the darkness? Bring it into the light and let me show you what God wants to do in this moment. It is powerful what Jesus does. He cuts right through the bull. And he says, you want to know if I'm going to heal his hand? Let's make it clear. Come stand here right in front of us all. And what do they do afterwards? They go out with their arch rival, the Herodians, and spend the rest of the afternoon. They went out immediately, spent the rest of the afternoon talking about killing Jesus. A heck of a way to spend a Sabbath. But Jesus is the one that broke it, not them. My brothers and sisters, we are invited to enter into the battle. We are invited, like David, not to despise our poverty, our weakness, our inability, but to know that God will work exactly there. Exactly in that, through his grace-filled, merciful love, and through the working of the Holy Spirit, he will meet you in your poverty and there, trusting in him, stepping into the battle line, he will be glorified in you. Each and every one of us in our story of redemption is an opportunity for God to be glorified in you. We need to be humble and not afraid of the Goliath that comes against us. He is real, and he despises you and wants to cut your head off. But you are not alone in the battle. And your inability, your weakness, your poverty, your humanity is not an obstacle. But it is the occasion for God to reveal his power. Amen.